Next up, we've got good guy Sao Jarbe with Whatever, I'm Not Precious. And I, for one, am glad to know that they're not precious. So that means they probably won't mind that I have been saying good guy Sao Jarbe instead of Sao Jarbe for years now, and that I often fail to manually input all three ridiculous diacriticized characters in to properly spell their name whenever I write it. It's not like those characters are in any way precious. Like, if you dropped their name, it wouldn't break off those little diacritics or anything. Anyway, that is to say, they are not self-consciously refined or fussily delicate, so not precious. The lyrics of the song, they speak to like effigies burning in a hidden lair and the echo of a collapsing heart and bitter acceptance and wondering if this whole humanity thing isn't just a bit much, and perhaps a comfortable retreat into forever might be preferable. And, you know, these charismatic male vocals are dark and brooding and soulful, and they're set against this slow, deliberate tempo of an acoustic guitar. And as well done as this is, I have to say, I hate it. And it's possibly because the lyrics just don't seem real to me, but rather contrived or affected or perhaps pretentiously exaggerated. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, precious. I do, however, like the use of an old-school telephone busy signal sound that bookends the song. I think that's very artfully done. And this is another song in the key of C, which I think is interesting. And in the bio, they say they think the song meets the challenge because the song is in the key of C and the intro verse chords are in A and D minor. And I think that works, even though the change is A major to D minor instead of A7 to D minor, but A major is still a dominant function, even though it's not a dominant seventh chord, so I think it still counts. So thumbs up on passing the challenge, and not to my taste, but I think there are people who would really enjoy this song.
This is a somewhat different sound from Good Guy Sao Jarbe. And because it's different, I'm happy to hear it. I mean, I kind of badmouthed them last round about being so typically Good Guy Sao Jarbe. You know, often you know exactly what you're going to get when you hear a Good Guy Sao Jarbe song, but this was different than their typical, I thought. I like the comparably sparse arrangement, and I thought the lyrics are fine, and the layered vocals during the chorus are different. So, yeah, I kind of liked this song, you know, certainly in comparison to their other stuff. Most of the rest of their portfolio, I think, sounds pretty uniform. But what you liked, Chumpy, I don't really understand why it starts and ends with a busy tone. You know, I think it's fine, but I don't think it really mixes with the lyrics very well. So it's sort of random-ish.
I think that's maybe an old school way of being ghosted, like when your love interest like just takes their phone off the hook. That's how I read it anyway.
I thought it was an interesting texture anyway to end on at the very least, because it was something I wasn't expecting and I certainly haven't heard in a long number of years.
Right? I don't know if you still hear it on modern telephones, but maybe you do.
Well, so often it'll just go to voicemail.
Oh yeah, right. Just, yeah, there's no busy signal anymore. Yeah.
And I think if you were to get a busy signal, it would probably just tell you something different. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I think that's also the same sound for the phone is disconnected, I think. But again, it's been 3 decades since I think I've heard that. It's been a while.
But the phone is disconnected. Is that boo-doo-doo?
Oh, no, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So all right. Well, I didn't have too much different to say, but I'm more in the middle, I think, in between the distaste and taste. I thought there were some good things here. I like the grit in the vocal. I like when the percussion comes in, it starts giving a little bit of energy into otherwise a pretty sluggish song. I enjoyed the idea of the sound of a collapsing heart. The first verse, maybe up until that point, felt a little throwaway. You know, there's comfort there, surrounded by your effigies and your hidden lair. It's not really connected too much to the narrative, as far as I can tell. Obviously, I could be missing something. I've listened to this 3 times, maybe 4 times at this point. There were some really clever turns of phrase in here that I like. I really enjoy when someone takes a, you know, positive phrase and flips a word in it and makes it negative in a sort of clever way. But you know, it's like there were a couple lines in here. It's hard to accept. It's not now. It's never. You land on existence, but aimed for life. I just sort of enjoy that. There was one other one in here. Oh yeah, you tell yourself that this is fine, like it's a choice. Like I really enjoyed that line. But then there's some other lines in there that I thought were not as strong, like again in the beginning. So I thought the music was really nice. There were some good harmonies, and the lyrics were more of a muddled thing where there were some things I really liked and some things that sort of confused me.